This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. In the real estate industry, one of the newest developments for marketing a home is the so-called home stager. This is a person who you hire to present your house in the best possible light for a quick and lucrative sale. Apparently, it's all the rage, especially with the most expensive homes. Here in the studio to explain is home stager Renee Lee Edison.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming in.
Uh-huh.
Can you enter any space anywhere and not be compelled to size it up professionally?
Well, I would lose the carpet in here, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Is it the color?
Well, people don't want to be in a room with a mud-colored floor. Mm. You know, we're past that, evolution-wise. It feels very prehistoric.
Ah, so this room wouldn't sell.
Well, it would sell to cave people, but this is a radio station, and I wouldn't expect a client of that sort. So I would lose the carpet and do something about the industrial feel.
Uh-huh.
Maybe leave a rolling pin out with some flowers sprinkled around, like you've just made a pie crust.
Even though I haven't just made a pie crust and wouldn't?
Well, pie equals home and stability, and those are powerful, powerful images.
But it's lying.
Well, you don't say a word, see. You let your potential buyer come to his own conclusions. That's the beauty of the home staging. I would also opt for happier colors, more light.
Uh-huh.
Oh, get rid of this gray. And the chairs. The chairs are too harsh.
So this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into a place and you just start tossing things out, right?
No. I organize and I redefine the space to show off its best qualities.
But you come in and you fill the house with your own decorating touches, right? And carpet, furniture, sometimes tile and paint and wallpaper.
But see, those aren't belongings. That's all for my warehouse.
Oh, you have a warehouse.
Oh, yeah, full of wingback chairs, Tiffany lamps, fine leather love seats, beautiful down comforters. But nobody has an attachment to those things. And you can tell, they're perfect things.
But isn't that cheating? I mean, aren't you selling an image and a style while the house, which is the real thing being sold, that gets lost?
Some houses need to get lost.
And this really works.
Oh, yes, yes. When a house stager has done a good job, fist fights break out between people, which is so rewarding, let me tell you. People will do anything to live there, anything at all. And the most vicious fights of all are over houses that are, by themselves, not very remarkable.
Well, give me an example of a house like that.
All right. Well, there's a little place in Washington, D.C. It's quite old.
Uh-huh.
It's painted all white.
Uh-huh.
A nice south-facing portico. Rather small. Marginal neighborhood. Traffic is awful. And yet, good people, smart people, are putting up millions to get in there. I mean, just to lease it. It's incredible. A triumph of the home stager's art. I wish I could say I had done it.
I think I know the White House you mean.
Oh,
it's got a big yard.
Well, yes, but see, helicopters and people from armed forces have beaten down the grass, and it's very loud there, and no neighbors to speak of. And yet, that house will change hands within a year, mark my words. And money, of course, will be no object.
So, style matters.
Oh, darn tootin', as they say in your parts.
Home stager Renee Lee Edison.